Didn't I say that? What?
I feel like Alan Partridge. Albus.
It is very much so.
You threw to the static home.
You look more Partridge than last time, to be fair.
It is. Good evening and welcome to episode 25.
Fuck me. I'm losing everything.
Have you just thrown beer down you? Episode 25, Carcast 2, Season 4, Christmas Special 3. It's got all kinds of permutations. Tonight sponsored by Lisa Riley, the biggest lassie of them all.
I've got it. I've got well my done. Phone back.
Joined as ever by producer Dan for the night.
Oh, Nick can do this next time.
Nick, is it just Nick tonight because he's not producing? Or
whatever.
Come contributor whatever. Nick. And the very flexible Rob Biles out on a Saturday night. Good
what
evening,
up,
everyone.
Ho, ho, ho.
Yeah. Once again, I'm not sure this was a good idea. But we're here, and we're going to do it. We're going to fucking do it.
Do you think we're going to see a spastic wagon again like we did last time?
That'd be
it wasn't spastics, was it? It was.
There's your episode title.
Very
name
apt.
Of the car.
The spastic wagon one.
What the fuck's going on?
So we've got some sly news for tonight.
Get your Trellos up. Nick, did you do it?
I did. It's,
oh,
in there.
Good man.
It's in there.
It is.
Nick will be playing the character of Kevin Vaughan for tonight's sly news.
Kev's driving.
I'm driving.
He's not going to use his phone. He's going to be a good boy.
I am, yes. I'm concentrating on getting us there. Bang on time, an hour late. Also, as well, I know we'll probably do rates and slates, but if you work at Burger King in Telford, you're a fucking lazy cunt. 1 hour in a drive-thru, you fucking dickheads. So more on that later.
Right, I'm going to kick us off with some sly news. So,
as Nick's playing Kev, is Nick going number
yes,
two?
That's how,
yeah.
That's how I've ordered the Trello.
I'm really struggling with the bounciness of the phone, but
as
we'll get there. We'll get there.
Persevere.
Whilst going on to one knee during the World Cup to support Black Lives, England have confirmed they will go two knees to support gay rights.
Disgraced former darts world champion Ted the Count Hankey has proven once and for all that he isn't a real vampire, as he does wait to be given permission before attempting to enter.
The final result of this year's Netwet Awards was announced this week. It was a tie.
Recent research into the fiscal workings of Irish banks suggests that they're more profitable than any other financial institution in the world because their money's always doubling.
Critics and listeners agree, recording car conversations is lazy podcasting.
In an interview with Massive Pianist magazine, Elton John has been quoted as saying, "I took 6 years of classical lessons, so I'm great on the piano, but I suck on the organ."
Qatar have announced in a stance against gay rights that they're cancelling the two semis.
Man who blew £100 on a belt that didn't fit says it was a huge waste.
Chris Packham tells Ho Ho Hones magazine that Greek mythology, it was always been his Achilles elbow.
Recent postal strikes in the UK have also led to a movement for fairer pay for women. A spokeswoman for the striking body told Harry Growler magazine that it's too much of a male-dominated industry.
Despite claims by H Fellows of 65 Upper Road, Neil or No Neil has mass global appeal, as every World Cup team member has been playing it during the countdown before matches.
It's actually Count Dawn, Nick.
Is it?
Yeah.
Count Dawn.
Got two features in one topic. Outspoken Russian gymnast Ivana Bychakakov has been praised by Vladimir Putin for her challenging floor routine during qualifications for the next Olympic Games. Mr. Putin also made comments suggesting that her execution was flawless too.
Scientists are warning of the prominence of Strep A amongst children. Top physician Dr. Pepper suggests it may not be as bad as the media makes out. He's quoted as saying, "What's the worst that can happen?"
Brilliant.
So that's slow news. Anything you want to pick up on?
What's everyone's thoughts on Professor Pepe, the Lidl version of Dr. Pepper?
Big fan, I think he's class.
Can't say I've ever had it. I like the name though.
It's very Dave Smith.
Dave does love a bit of Professor Pepe.
Fair play.
I just want to go back to the neckwear awards being a tie.
Yeah.
Because that was how, in the event of a draw in World Cup finals before 1970, so it'd go to a replay, and then if there was no winner after the replay and extra time, it would just be decided by the toss of a coin.
Fair play.
Which led me to think, obviously, the current World Cup in Qatar, their neighbours in Saudi Arabia. How do you think they do a coin toss? Because they only have tails.
Very good.
Ho, ho, ho. Merry Christmas, everyone.
You better laugh to
I'm looking forward to it.
Post. Yeah. Oh.
Fantastic.
Can I just get a bit more in my monitor down here, Dan?
No, there's a paper on it.
Paper on it. You can't see it. So that drop signals the start of our inaugural annual tradition of Secret Santa within the podcast. So... as we're travelling on our way to our Christmas party. Never a day off. We're still recording for you, whether you want it or not.
Never a day off, one episode a week.
Or never a week off.
Apart from the one we did a couple of weeks back.
And the one before that.
Yeah, but and Android Rob, so I think we're related.
Oh, spoiler alert. With Nick, William Basket on us later.
So who wants to go first?
I'll go first. I'm happy to go first.
Before we go, can we just try and work out this car down this lane who keeps putting its hazards on? Any ideas what's going on?
Do you think it's a signal and we're actually following for dogging?
It might be.
We're very near Canuck Chase.
Could Stan?
Is he punching a blonde woman?
Was that alleged or did
no,
he?
No, he did.
He
admit to it and he kicked her for her own good.
Right, so who wants to give their gift first?
Go on, I'll, if you don't mind, I'll kick it off.
Go on then, Nick.
Right.
It's not very secret, this, I've just realised. No.
Yeah, yeah, well, that's why I said to you, what are we doing with the president? Bring him in the car, just shove him in a bag, I thought it was going to be there.
Yeah, I thought that was what was going to happen. So, there you go, Rob. Happy Christmas from your Secret Santa.
Oh.
Now, I'd just like to, if I can,
rip into it, yeah.
I know it's very difficult in this light, but I'd very much like you to look at the wrapping. Now it's quite childish wrapping, so I've had to jazz it up a little bit
for the benefit of the listeners. Have a look at that. For the benefit of my co-hosts,
just because it's quite childish wrapping paper, I've jazzed it up a little bit.
You've drawn some cocks on it.
I've
jazzed it up a little bit.
Yeah,
nice.
And the spunks are little stars. Very pretty. Right, let's get into this and see what's going on. Oh, Hulk rules. Who knew we'd be getting racist presents?
You got a Hulk Hogan figure?
A Hulk Hogan figure.
I feel bad now.
And there's a magazine on the back as well. Rob,
incredible. Yeah.
A collector's magazine with a collectible statue. So did you buy the magazine and the statue came with it, or did you buy the statue and the magazine came with it?
Well, who knows?
Who knows? Therein lies the quandary. Thank you very much, Santa.
Fair play, because Nick only drew his name last week and has since only bought the present in the last probably 3 days.
That's right. Yeah, absolutely.
Fair play. Go on then, Rob. Seeing as you've had your gift, you can...
Okay. So, Santa... got one for Kev.
Thank you very much.
That is genius.
Would you like me to open it for you?
Yes, please, Dan.
That makes sense.
So I can just see over my shoulder here that it's wrapped on brand in the Shropshire Star newspaper. As everyone knows, I work for the Shropshire Star.
It's well wrapped as well. Can't
it's dated today as well.
Oh, fair play.
Shropshire Star is £1.20.
Is it? I was going to say, is it a best?
I think it might be because it's a Saturday, so it's got a few more days of telly in it.
Have you like wrapped it in a whole Shropshire Star?
I'm hoping it's just like a Russian doll of Shropshire Star.
Yeah, yeah.
I hope he hasn't wrapped it in a whole Shropshire Star because the present's only worth £3.80 then.
You actually have done pretty well out of this, Kev, because I'd started planning, not anticipating Secret Santa. I was going to be buying all of you gifts.
Oh, so you bought Kev one.
So yeah.
All right.
As people are talking, I'm getting more and more worried about mine. I've gone down a different tact, but we'll see.
You're all right, mate.
Is
I
that
think
okay?
Me and you will be
okay.
In a similar vein. I'll be with you in a minute, Kev, because
it's okay.
We're at the TV pages now. They're from the middle on a Saturday.
Fuck me, Rob.
Is Chef on with Lenny Henry?
This callback. This is worse than that time you gave Mom a present with fucking porno paper wrapped in.
What about when I wrapped you what was just cash, and I wrapped all that up?
Yeah, that's
in
that's
loads of layers.
Wonderful. So, Kev,
you're almost there.
Oh, that's fantastic.
Yep, you finally that's got one. And because we had a budget, I removed the price.
That's actually a brilliant present and was that on my Christmas brilliant list. So thank you very much, Rob.
Fuck you,
that's
Rob.
A brilliant present. Now I definitely feel guilty with what I've bought.
Well, don't, because I know you've got me.
Okay.
By process of elimination.
Again, I'd made an effort with the wrapping.
Just says bells. Happy Christmas, bells.
So there's three presents in there.
Oh,
one,
fair play.
One shit. One's a little bit. So that's your first like little bonus present. It's a
it's a invoice book for our pop business.
That was free, that was, because I know somebody who works for Monster.
Don't tell the tax man. All right, my second one, he had delivered.
Or is that just a cunning ruse?
No, Kev, I'm reading that. So I've got Monty Panesar, the full Monty, forward by Andrew Flintoff. Yeah, I've got a few days off over Christmas, so that's getting a hammer in.
Basically, it's Oliver Twist, but he's put his cover on it. So that one, I admit, was a mistake. I was meant to order this one, so I had to get you that one.
The full Monty script, is that? Oh shit.
It's like, yeah, like the screenplay. So if you haven't got time one morning to watch it, you can just read the whole thing.
Read it on the toilet. You say that you've taken the piss here, mate, but I'm happy with that. This copy of the full Monty is well thumbed as well. It's as well
like
thumbed as.
It was new when I bought it last week.
Very good. Very good. Right, so that leaves us with...
Process of elimination.
Producer Nick, Santa got you this.
I hope it's a jar of Brazilian
farts. Thank you,
Dan. Thank you. Do describe it in great detail.
So Dan has just handed me a bag.
Go for the bottle first.
A bottle of farts.
What the hell is that?
That, my friend.
So, yeah, there's a bottle of Magnum tonic wine, the original Jamaican recipe. I've got no idea what that is, Dan. Is it supposed to make me hard?
Yeah, you're going to get virile.
Because I, you know, man of a certain age now, I need that kind of help.
Does it double in power because he's currently drinking Red Stripe as well? Yes.
Perfect.
I had a patty at lunchtime, so even as a sealed container, I'm already feeling a bit engorged.
So there's a second...
Oh, my God.
There's a second present in here, and it's a a framed portrait of Lisa Riley to Nick. Love, Lisa Riley. Wonderful.
Just thank you very much, Dan.
That's going to make my my friend very, very jealous, obviously.
Well, you got the same picture. You got fucking syphilis. just for the record, had I got presents for all of you, Dan,
yep,
yours would have been an Elton John Muzak CD.
Sound.
And Nick, yours would have been a napkin ring for your finger.
Great.
Thank you. Very good.
Thank you. There we go then.
Trigger of the week.
On to trigger of the week. I think I'm on the wrong road.
Yeah, we've got the kitty though, so this little trip down the M6 toll
might say
get us to Akbar's quicker, and we can pay for it.
Perfect.
Thanks to the pop business. I mean the paper business.
Newspapers, yeah, they pay well, don't they? £1.20 a paper. We've done well this autumn.
Trigger of the week, rates and slates. Got anything? You've already alluded to something you've got, Kev.
Yeah, so it's been a tough day today to get everything done in time for the Christmas party. I thought I was doing really well, sort of come half two. I was in good form, good, you know, had to get the kids a few bits, but all ready to go. As a bit of a treat, because the kids have been behaving and they tidied the playroom, I thought, let's go to Burger King, get them a Burger King in. Got to the drive-thru about 3:15, left the drive-thru about 4:45. Wow. It took me an hour. There were 6 cars in front of me. And obviously, once you're boxed in, you're committed. Got the food. Food was absolutely stone cold as well.
Right,
so we rang them up and they're like, oh yeah, if you order on the app, we just make the food straight away. So, several questions were asked as to, well, why make it if you can only serve one car every 8 minutes or 10 minutes, however many it was. And they didn't really have an answer for it. So, yeah, if you like burgers in Telford, don't go to Burger King. Definitely don't click on it, especially their app. Don't click on it.
I once went to the drive-thru. Was it the one on Rampart Way?
Yeah, it was. Yeah,
so I went there, paid for the food for the car behind me, which was about 12 quid more than my order. And their response was, oh, you'll have to phone head office and they'll issue you a refund. Worse than that. Well, give us your number and we'll get head office to ring you. Did they fuck?
Yeah, that's exactly what I've had today. I've emailed like their customer support. They said the restaurant would refund us the order. I rang them up and they said, nah, contact customer service and they'll refund you. So I'm just being bounced around now. I'm not really asked about the money. It's just like it's pissed everything up tonight. Everything's like an hour behind now. Thanks very much.
So Burger King, absolute load of dicks.
Yeah. Bunch of whoppers.
Nick?
No, as ever, nothing from me.
Rob?
I'm going to rate the top level shithousery by Leandro Paredes. Or Paredes, whatever his name is, in Argentina versus Neverland last night when he smashes Nathan Aki in a tackle and then, in the blink of an eye, smashes the ball then into the Netherhead dugout, which cleared the benches like baseball and was thoroughly enjoyable. It somewhat backfired because that kind of put a rocket up Netherland's arse and they got back into the game. But didn't see them through, so yeah, I'm rating that. South American shithousery.
Yeah, man. Yeah, I'm not really rating or slating anything. I'm a bit like Nick tonight. Beauty is, this is going to be a fairly short episode. Which is good.
For everyone's benefit.
All I've got is Rob singing. Whatever. I don't think we've got fair use on this.
You got to critique me.
Shit.
There you go. Say fair use now.
Are you rating anything? You got anything to rate? No.
Nah, not really.
All I'm rating, Monster Pineapple Reserve, because I come out of the house an hour and a half ago thinking I was not going to last this evening. I felt shite. I've had half a can of that. I feel 10 times better. and also the other half can wash the windscreen. Yeah. So like it's dual, it just does everything. It's a medicine, it's a soft drink, it's a window cleaner.
Get yourself a paint off the top of your bonnet.
And the dirt's now stuck to your windscreen permanently.
Forever.
Cemented on.
Fair play to it. I reckon it's because you've got a lava lamp that you've perked up. Quite honestly.
I'm just thinking of Clarissa explains it all. But enough to perk any man up.
Oh.
What about Alex Mack? Did anyone see the secret world of Alex Mack?
I loved Alex Mack.
Yeah. Nobody seems to remember it, so I'm glad you did,
Rob. Yeah, because she was then in 10 Things I Hate About You.
That's it. It's like a lesser Russian or something, her name is. Great work.
Pair of old fucks, you two.
I'd cover in some radioactive waste. Especially after a can of Monster. Pineapple Reserve. Get one now.
Should we move on?
Yes.
Show us your plug hole.
Into the plug hole.
I've realised I'm going to have to put the drops in post, because the reason you can hear everything in an echo, Kev, is because I fucked it up.
Oh, right, okay. That's what I thought. I knew I felt ill, but I thought I was slurring my words as well, so I'm glad you said that. Because
should
I
he be driving if he's had a stroke?
I know, it normally passes the time. Have a look at this, love. Yeah, is it meant to go that
we're
way?
We're coming up to the toll booth soon. Get your cock out, lads. Our
collective one.
That noise you made, Nick, was very Tommy Cooper.
That was the point.
Anyone here got a Tommy Cooper tattoo?
Yes, I have.
Good. Anything to plug?
Tommy Cooper tattoo. Get one.
Lava lamps. Get
one.
Is
it a portrait, Nick? A picture of his face?
It's not, no, it's a fizz.
Yeah, that's what I said.
None of that.
Just riffing, ain't we? Just riffing.
Love it.
I'm going to plug Spoiler Alert with William Baskerville.
Okay.
Yep. That's all I've got.
It's been a good day for Fezzes.
Yeah, it has actually, yeah. We're recording this post-Morocco knocking out Ronaldo Land, which is a joy.
What do we reckon to the England game, boys? We're going to have it on while we eat
I reckon
curry.
It's kicking off at 7. That's the only prediction I'm making.
Kev?
Manifest. 2-1 England.
Yes, it's happening. It's coming home. And we're gonna probably watch it on a phone while we eat curry.
They've yet to keep a clean sheet, haven't they? All World Cup France. Yeah.
Ah, fair play. Go on then.
I can teach you all some French as well when we get there.
Oh.
Graham Lasso. It's French for Graham the So.
The So, nice.
LaRue, the singer. Yeah. Famous obviously for The Rue. And we'd obviously covered Le Henry Henry last week.
If nobody's got anything else, boys, Kev, your dirty windscreen has made me remember this, but if you're interested in knowing about a really thorough car wash from a reputable car cleaner, then you can search for car washes in your area by visiting handjobhub.com.
Would that be best hand job in the north?
It's probably going to show
Click
up. It's
it.
Gone.
Oh, it has gone.
We did, didn't we?
Yeah.
Last month, didn't we, Nick?
We did.
That billboard has gone.
So Dan just gave me a hand job in the car instead.
Yeah. And was it the best?
No. I've had better.
From Dan?
From Dan, yeah.
I was tired.
You just have to clench your fist. He'll do the bang work.
Nah.
Did you just throw a dab?
I dabbed at the other shite drop, yeah.
Very dabbable, isn't it, that drop, to be fair?
Certainly is. I'm going to be a good boy and not look at other shite.
Good man. Did you put anything in?
I think there was a couple of pictures I put in.
Okay.
But they're probably self-explanatory.
No, this must be Kev then. So, in the movie Interstellar, the water scenes were shot on Earth.
Yeah, just a little trick of the trade there from Hollywood. They weren't actually on the moon.
That's superb.
They shot them on Earth.
Yeah. Not got a big enough budget to shoot it elsewhere. Off planet.
It's a bit like us for the prozzies tonight.
Martians.
We've got enough room to carry a body in the boat.
No, it's full of papers.
It's full of newspapers, watermelon and Lewis Hamilton flavoured newspapers.
We're coming up to the toll booth.
Can we have the Neil or No Neil drop on the off chance?
I haven't got it queued.
Excuse me.
None of them are fucking man now, anyway.
No, usually a woman on a minute.
Did you just assume there? Yes.
Chenille.
Vulnerable women in the middle of nowhere at night.
Let's get at them. Let's make some space in the boot.
I'm going to save the other shite so we can all listen to Kev having a time at the toll booth again.
If we,
I wasn't allowing any fucking card payments last time, was it? Or no,
Apple Pay.
No Apple Pay or Android. Yeah.
The podcast kitty card hasn't been used yet, mate, so we can't use it for contactless.
Okay, pal, I'll find
this. If you bang it on a card, I can expense you from the pot.
If there's somebody here, I will.
I've got a wallet full of cash. They ain't there, mate. No one fucking works. Get a receipt.
Please insert a card in the card reader slot below.
No, don't want to.
Payment by Apple Pay or Android Pay not accepted, Kev.
Please insert a card in the card reader slot below.
This is great podcasting.
At least she's loud enough that we can hear it.
I could hear that through the headset, yeah.
Yeah, it's
good.
Wicked.
Good volume.
Isolate that, we can use that.
Pop it on the Monzo.
I'll get the receipt for you, pal.
Come on, you slut.
Thank you. One receipt, one card, and then the bit I like where you kind of see if there's anyone near.
Yeah.
To race.
Free for all.
12 lanes into 3.
It's going to be a bloodbath. Very good. Successfully navigated. Where did I put my phone?
There. In there, that's it.
Right, so the next one on the other shite on Trello is from a phone wrapping company called Dbrand on Twitter, @Dbrand, which might be @Dbrand.
It could be Joe's uncle.
Yeah.
It could be the guy that made Nick's drink, the Magnum. Is it @Dbrand? Am I allowed to do that?
No.
Okay. Not at all.
No. Well, cool. Tokens in the back is nodding along, he agrees.
But they've made Teenage Mutant Ninja Pixels, so they're covers for the Pixel 7, I think. And they're all green with the band for the cameras, the four different colours for the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. And Hidu Abu Laban.
Change that. I know that's not your handle, but just change that.
I can't see his handle. It says, "Where's the rat?" To which Dbrando said, "Turn your screen off."
It's proper. I love corporate bants.
Where's the rat? Very good.
Another little manifest as well, because we obviously had the Rob's little Raphael
last week,
which I enjoyed immensely.
Anyone got the next one loaded?
Only in thumbnail, but that's all right because he's only little. I think it's done the rounds for a few years now, but it's Warwick Davis posted on Twitter, just finished decorating our Christmas tree and the baubles are only halfway up.
The next one's the famous two bullets collided in the Battle of Gallipoli. Okay, in 1915.
No, not it's Gallipoli. You're thinking of the fucking giant turtles.
Galapagos.
You're thinking of those orange ice creams that you push up.
The chances of this happening a one in a billion. Name something more unlikely to happen. To which Waddles at its Waddles underscore said,
three bullets
colliding.
Very good.
True. It's a fact.
And then this was a throwback to the lockdowns of 2020. It's Liz Wheeler at Liz underscore Wheeler saying, so churches are not essential, but abortion clinics are essential. Got it. To which Podchamtes, I think. Podchamets. Which is his handle is at Crooked Road 770. I looked him up. Yes, because abortion is healthcare. Glad I could clear this up for you, Liz. To which Lifelong Vol at Vol underscore Long said 600,000 babies a year would disagree with you. To which non-Podchamps says, I could easily win a debate against 600,000 babies.
Mic drop.
Especially dead ones.
So, yeah.
I feel like Rob would make that kind of comeback.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's very Rob.
I don't tend to get into back and forth with people on social media. I just cunt them off and then just leave it. Sometimes to the point that they get so enraged by it that I continue to get posts. Just people I can't believe he's not replied.
Have that, you cunt. Right. We're now 18 miles from Coventry.
25 minutes approximately.
Should we wrap this up?
Let's sounds wrap like it idea. Like some cock-coloured dinosaurs.
Thanks for the year, guys. You've treated us well. And all of the ad rev that we've had is treating us to a night out in Coventry, because we haven't had much ad rev and Coventry's a shithole.
If we do well, next year we'll be in Leamington.
Oh! we're in a shithole called Bedworth.
It's a royal town, so it must be good.
This is true. Yeah.
Right.
Does it have to reapply now the Queen's dead?
Maybe.
Good question, actually.
Charles probably... Has HP Source still got its crest?
You have to reapply, though, don't you? Because Schweppes have had to, apparently, from somebody I know who's related to that brand.
What's the Shropshire local newspaper choice of the royals?
They'd have the Shropshire magazine, wouldn't they? Because they always got like a big stately home or some fox hunters on it.
Tattler and shit, isn't there?
Do you reckon the podcast could get the royal seal of approval?
I don't think we're getting any royal
charter.
Anytime
soon, no.
Maybe from Queef Latina.
Should we, with whatever's remaining in the kitty, take out a full page ad in the... in the Shropshire magazine.
Yes. Let's.
Or the ad mag. Do you still get the ad mag? What's on? I don't know, but yeah, one of them.
Or if anyone wants to sponsor it and just do it for us so we don't have to
Please.
Have the hassle.
Just have a whip round between the six of you. That includes us four.
Us.
Andy, you're pretty good at this sort of stuff, so get it sorted. Anyway. See you soon.
Ta-ra a bit.
Fuck have off. A lovely Christmas.
Oh, we never talked about why we're going to Coventry. It's not just for a curry.
Oh, yeah, that's true. Should we put it on? Should we give him a little play?
We're giving some live support for a potential Christmas number one.
I don't think it's available on Spotify yet, is it?
The posted snips on the... they've done the links, haven't they, on the... Was the website this year Conservative Info?
Yeah. Right, I've got it. So, yeah... We've mentioned him quite a few times over the last few months since our mate Cunt and the Gang and his little punk band called The Cunts, who are going for their third Christmas hit in a row, trying desperately to get the number one instead of the number five slot. And this is the track for this year's effort. Don't report us for copyright, because we're just doing him a favour.
I changed all the funding formulas so that posh, affluent areas like this are favoured over deprived urban areas that really need funding to try and win us votes from dusty, deluded old gammons like you. You're going to be dead soon anyway, you bunch of...
Fuck the Tories, fuck the Tories. Fuck the Tories, fuck the Tories. Fuck the Tories, fuck the Tories. Cos we've had enough of them fucking us. They fucked up the economy, they fucked the NHS. They fucked up the environment, we're in a fucking mess. They fucked up public services, they fucked us through and through. It's time to stand up for ourselves and say fuck you. Fuck the Tories, fuck the Tories. Fuck the Tories, fuck the Tories. Fuck the Tories, fuck the Tories. Cos we're bad enough of them fucking us. They only help the richest, their cronies own the press. We pay more tax than ever, but we get a whole lot less. They persecute the poorest, now the workers are on strike. While this unelected government do what the fuck they like. So, fuck the Tories. Fuck the Tories, fuck the Tories. Fuck the Tories, fuck the Tories. Cos we've had enough of them fucking us. You might say you don't fuck Labour, or you wouldn't vote Lib Dem. But the time has come for anyone that isn't fucking them. Fuck the Tories, fuck the Tories. Fuck the Tories, fuck the Tories. Fuck the Tories, fuck the Tories. Cos we've had enough of them fucking us. Fuck the Tories, fuck the Tories. Fuck the Tories, fuck the Tories. Fuck the Tories, fuck the Tories. Cos we've had enough, we've had enough. We've all had enough of them fucking us.
So you can stream or download that from the 16th of December till the 22nd for a chance to get that to number one for Christmas.
Even if not to get that to number one, anything at all to get that fucking sausage roll charity cunt to not be number one for a record-breaking amount. You'll ever take the Beatles, which I don't even like them, but that's a fucking travesty to music.
Yeah.
Now that charity millionaire... Love rat.
Love rat scum. Fuck you, lad, baby, you cunt.
Yeah, get the cunts there.
See you next week.
Ta-ra a bit.
See you later.
Didn't I say that what?
I hope he does a song about Burger King Telford next year.
Really get behind that.
100%, yeah.